if you are taking care of yourself, everything else will fall in place. I swear. I swear it will. Have the good meal, get some good sleep, drink the coffee in the morning, have some semblance of a routine, but be flexible in your day. Life happens, right?
CEOs often feel stuck in the grind of scaling their business and feel like they're missing out on the best parts of life, like family, friends, or travel. On this podcast, CEOs come to take themselves and their companies to the next level. Let's dive into the Millionaire Mind with your host, Dallin Schultz.
Hey folks, just wanted to add a quick little disclaimer. We do have a little bit of audio glitching in this episode, and just want to let you know that our team works really, really hard to provide a quality product. But at the end of the day, sometimes there's technical issues and we did our best to improve it. But just so you know, you are going to hear a little bit of that through this episode. I promise you, it's not going to disrupt the message and you're still going to find a tremendous amount of value. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for supporting us and enjoy the episode. Hey, welcome back to another Millionaire Mind episode where I have some of the most successful business owners sharing what motivates them to get out of bed every morning and how they elevate themselves and their companies to the next level. And today you're going to hear from a business owner that has taken her experience as an agency founder, her UX design, development strategy, and team leadership to launch and relaunch multiple successful product lines. And in this episode, you'll get a taste of what happens when a visionary really sets out to create a positive social impact. So really excited to get into our interview today. Without further ado, a special welcome to our guest, Shauna Ruff. Shauna, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Dallin. How are you doing?
Doing excellent. I shared with Shauna a little bit before this episode to our listener. Just minor disclaimer here. I've been up since 1 a.m. this morning. So if I end up fumbling over some questions or lose my train of thought, Shauna, you might have to step in and help me out here and take over the interview. So
absolutely. I'll jump in. No worries.
Excellent. Well, Shauna, why don't you take a few minutes and just share with our listener a little bit more about who you are and what you do today. And once you do that, then we'll take it back and we'll talk a little bit about your journey.
Sure. That sounds great, Dallin. I am Shauna Ruff. I am the founder of Intention Labs and the Impact Partners Network. Essentially, this journey started in 2020 for me. I was volunteering during the pandemic and I was making face shields out of a metal printing shop and then became a national coordinator for the foundation I was working with. And I was running teams of people all over the country, helping to get PPE and supplies to hospitals and schools, nursing homes. And during that time, I really realized that there was a great need for a safety net for startups and small businesses that just hadn't existed previously. And so I jumped in and I started Intention Labs in May of 2020. And then in December of 2020, we started the Impact Partners Network. So this has been an amazing journey for us because we've been able to help so many founders and small businesses.
So when you say safety net, what are you referring to?
I think one of the hardest things for founders just across the board is being able to connect on a personal level with other business owners in their community. And this really is the safety net. It's being able to connect with other founders and then also be able to find funding and have someone that can support you. And that's really what Intention Labs is meant to do. We are a creative agency that is supporting startups and small businesses with basically anything digital. And then also we've started grant writing. So we've been supporting folks with grant writing very recently. And that's been just amazing to see how excited people are and to be able to support them in their funding endeavors.
We're definitely going to get more into this later in the episode, especially as far as the grant writing goes, because from what I'm hearing from you and what I'm interpreting that is if someone's trying to apply for a grant or get funding for something, there's a way you need to present that. There's a way you need to create that proposal, if you will, to try to receive that grant. Is that fair?
That is fair. And that's actually very tough. The funding market right now is very, very tough. A lot of early stage companies, including our own, are having challenges raising funds. So we pivoted last year and we've been really focused in on how can we make this process better? How can we find a better way to keep that funding pipeline open for small businesses and startups?
Spoken like a true entrepreneur, recognized an opportunity, saw a challenge in the space, and now developing a solution for it. So incredible. Shauna, let's take it back now. When did this entrepreneur journey, when would you say that really began for you?
Oh my gosh, it's been ingrained in me since I was a child. My mom was an entrepreneur as well. She owned her own catering company and she also owned a daycare company. Even now, even though she's retired, she still puts these wonderful holiday plates together and she will take them around to the vendors that she's worked with throughout the years. It's just ingrained. So really for me, it started in childhood, but I mean, I've been a consultant for the last 15 years. And when the pandemic hit, I had to close my business. And again, I was volunteering and this opportunity presented itself. And I just felt absolutely motivated to take it.
I mean, you're fortunate to have the opportunity that you had a role model that you could follow that was entrepreneur by spirit. And when you look back at your upbringing, your childhood, was there an event? Was there an experience? What did that first job, that first entrepreneurship role look like for you, for Shauna?
The very first one, I would say running the candy store at my middle school. Yeah. And just being very aware at that time that sales and marketing were a thing I was very interested in. I'd actually design and draw out little flyers. So that's really where it started.
So this was the school-sponsored candy store that you were running, but you did a lot of, it sounds like, marketing, the flyers. What did you find at a young age that seemed to work to draw these kids in?
Samples. Like, if you're going to cut up a candy bar and just, like, leave it out on a tray for kids, like, obviously, they're going to, yeah. That's really what worked early on, and it still works, no matter what business you're in. Samples work.
So when you consider like SaaS products, right, would you consider the sample like that free trial or that free freemium plan?
Absolutely.
Enough to get people to get a little taste and be like, hey, this is actually pretty sweet. I need a little bit more of that.
I honestly think that there's a great value in having a freemium plan. I really do, because maybe that entrepreneur that is jumping onto your platform, maybe they just can't afford it right now because they're a startup. Maybe there are extenuating circumstances. Having a freemium plan keeps them on your SaaS product. It keeps you visible to them. And you have the opportunity to support them long term should they make a pivot, should things turn around, or even if you just wanted to reach out and consult with them. So there's opportunity there.
For sure. And so you said you've been consulting for the last 15 years. Tell us a little bit about that journey and what got you into consulting.
My professional career started in the medical industry. And for me, I couldn't afford to become a doctor. I couldn't afford those student loans. It just wasn't going to happen. So I became a CNA and I became an LMP. And I was testing out whether or not I wanted to even be in like a clinical space. And what I kept noticing was that patients were really uncomfortable. And there were these long wait periods. And there were challenges with intake. There were challenges getting them into rooms. Like just overall, what I kept noticing was that there was just this high inefficiency inside of clinics. And so I started jotting every observation down. I started like walking through what is that journey like? And before I even realized what was happening, I was actually doing service design. I was figuring out like how the flows were occurring and what the pain points were. That was a pivotal point for me because I decided, okay, I don't want to do anything inside of the medical world any longer. I really want to become a service designer. I want to be a UX designer. And that's really where it started. And that was in, gosh, I want to say 2009. Yeah.
It's interesting because as you share your story, one, it resonates with me quite a bit. And some of our listeners probably know this, but I was in the medical field as well. I had my bachelor's in nursing and I did bedside for 2 years. And a few months into that, I just realized it's not what I wanted to do. But because of that opportunity and because I was in that space, a lot of those lessons and things I learned from being in that environment is what helped actually jumpstart me in my real estate career, believe it or not, even though the industries aren't at all connected.
Oh, and it seems,
and it sounds like you experienced something similar. It was because of that initial desire to go down a certain path that put you on the path that you're on now. And you probably had no intentions in doing that initially. Is
no,
that correct?
Actually, I really didn't. What really, I think, pushed me in this direction was just the fact that I have a strategic, like systems oriented mind. And I just kept seeing all of these inefficiencies and taking them to stakeholders while I was in the medical field. And it's not a battle you can win if you're on the ground and you're actually like working with patients. It's not something that you can change. So being outside of that and being a consultant, I was able to make change and impact. And that was huge for me because I just kept wanting to make it better for patients.
So you came back to the medical field as a consultant, but rather than working the floor, you came in as a strategist and helped them implement these systems that you were able to improve.
I did. Before the pandemic, I was working with holistic clinics. I was working with a lot of smaller alternative healthcare clinics, and it was wonderful. It was great to be able to do that. And then once the pandemic hit, I really just wanted to support them. I wanted to make sure that they had PPE. I wanted to make sure that they were getting the supplies that they needed to stay open and to still serve those communities.
So let's stay here for a minute, because I think one of the challenges a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners run into, and I've experienced this myself, kind of going through it now, believe it or not, you have a path, you have an idea that you have set out in your mind, and you start going after it, and you read all these books about setting goals and pushing and grinding, and it's easy to put your blinders on and put your head down and just go after it. And I do believe that there's a time and a place for that, but I look back on my journey in my life, and it was in the moments where I was able to pick my head up, kind of reassess, that I often found new opportunities or new doors presented themselves because of the path that I was on. And there's times that I've struggled with that, because you hear and you're told, like, stick with it, keep going, don't give up. But I don't have any regrets with the changes or the pivots I made. I firmly believe that it was part of my journey and part of that process. So for that entrepreneur, for that business owner, maybe they're in this pivotal moment where they're trying to determine, hey, do they keep pushing, or is this truly a new opportunity that just presented itself? Based on your experience, what you've gone through, what would you share? What advice, what thoughts could you share around that for that person?
I would say don't ever go at it alone. Find a mentor, find someone to talk to. I can't tell you how amazing it's been to be a part of so many different groups and just be able to share what I'm going through and just say, I keep thinking about moving in this direction. I think about this pivot. I think about this pivot. I think about these things. I think it's important as entrepreneurs that we don't silo ourselves or isolate ourselves. This is one of the biggest challenges that I keep hearing from founders, is that they feel isolated, like they don't know where to go. So they have this paralysis that occurs where they can't make a decision. And honestly, what I would say is take a step back, take a break, go take a walk, walk your dog, or go see a friend, have coffee, like get out of that mindset for a little bit and just relax, because the answer is not going to come to you if you keep pushing. Like if you're running into barriers and roadblocks, there must be a reason for that. So take a step back, just find a way to do a little self-care, however that comes to you, and just really assess the situation for what it is. We've ran into that. I've ran into that. I don't think there's a single founder out there that hasn't, right? One of our big roadblocks last year was funding. So we've had to shelve the Impact Partners that we're still working on it, but it's going slowly because we couldn't find that funding. And that's okay. We've bootstrapped up until this point, and that's great, but not everybody can do that. That's why we've moved in the direction of grant writing, because that pivot will allow us to support founders, which is what we intended to do in the first place, and it supports us. So that's great.
That's very well said. Thank you for sharing your thoughts on that. As business owners and entrepreneurs, we're naturally forward-thinking, futuristic thinking. We identify a problem, we see a need, and then we start envisioning a solution. And that's why we like startups. That's why we like starting businesses. Yeah. But yes. The downside to that is, I'm speaking from personal experience, for me, I have a very hard time being present. And when I'm not present, it's hard to truly assess the current situation and what's going on, because my mind is always a few steps ahead. And it's in those moments where I've taken a break, taken a step back, gone for a walk, where those thoughts, that intuition, those impressions came to make those pivots that were necessary. And I think a big thing for me too was really focusing on things that we can control, not things that we can't control. Exactly. And you shared a little bit about this. You had to shelve one of your projects for the time being because there was things that were quite a bit outside of your control, but you were able to focus on things that you could control. And it seemed like it's opening up this new focus and this new opportunity that you guys are doing right now, which is super cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that really gets missed on this founder journey is the fact that we just beat ourselves up all the time, right? Like, we're always critical. We're self-critical. We're worried about, oh gosh, it's not perfect, or maybe it needs to be reiterated a bunch more before we launch it or whatever. But honestly, it's not even about that. It's about self-care. Like, if you are taking care of yourself, everything else will fall in place. I swear it will. Have the good meal, get some good sleep, drink the coffee in the morning, have some semblance of a routine, but be flexible in your day. Life happens, right? So, I mean, honestly, it's all about just knowing that it will happen, right? Being able to see that vision is great, but then you need to backtrack and you need to plan it out. And if you've planned it out and you're taking care of yourself and you're taking those steps toward your goal, you'll get there.
Now, why do you think that is? When somebody really chooses to focus on that self-care, why do you think that just bleeds into the opportunities in business and what they're focused on?
Well, it affects your mindset, right? Like, we see a lot of founders that, especially on social, that are talking about depression and mental health challenges. And it's because they're pushing so hard all the time. Relax, take a step back, and take time for self-care. I can't stress that enough. The minute that I started doing that, everything changed for me. And I've watched my friends do the exact same thing. My friends and colleagues who are also founders take that step back. They realize that pushing is not working and self-care really needs to happen. And once they're like refocusing and that mindset changes, it's a game changer across the board.
So that business owner that's listening to this right now, that's in the grind, they're in grind mode. They're going, going, going. They're pushing. They don't feel like they can let go of a couple hours a day for that self-care. What thoughts do you have? What advice could you share with that person?
I would say I understand the grind. I understand where you're at. And what I would say is take 15 minutes. Start with 15 minutes. Because it is hard to let go of that grind. I know that. I am guilty of that. Oh my God. But take that 15 minutes. Do one thing for yourself. If it's drinking a delicious cup of coffee, fantastic. If it is going out for a run for 15 minutes, great. If it's lying down in a yoga pose and just like lying there on the floor for 15 minutes because you just need a break, do it. Honestly, it does not have to be something big. It does not have to be like a full vacation. It just needs to be something that you can get into the routine so that you start to integrate that daily. Small changes make big ripples.
They truly do. And going a little deeper here, this is something that I've just realized over the years going through this. The times where I'm most anxious, most stressed, I feel like I don't have control of my life, of the business, of things going on. Mm-hmm. And the times, the only way I've been able to reverse that is when I start focusing on the self-care. Because the self-care is something you, as a business owner, can control. So I started exercising, started eating healthier, right? Started meditating. These are things that you 100% can control, because there's things in the business that you can't. A lot of things in business, a lot of things in life you can't control. And when you get focused on that, like, we're all prideful bunch of entrepreneurs, business owners, right? We're like, we go on thinking we can fix anything. We have complete control. We can do it. In reality, there's a lot of things we don't have control of. And when things in the business aren't going right, you tend to focus on things that are causing that stress. And sometimes you can't fix it. So it gets you into this funk and you feel like the only thing you can do to make it better is to push harder. And it's this trap. It's this trap that we really fall into. And the times that I've been able to get myself out of it, and it doesn't happen overnight, I've noticed it takes a good, probably 1 to 2 weeks of consistent self-care, daily consistent self-care.
I would say it takes longer for some folks. I know for me, it took close to 8 months before I got to a point where I was consistently saying, okay, I will take 8 hours a night and I will sleep. Like, I completely understand how hard it is to get out of that grind. But once you do, and once you get the sleep, and once you have the nutrition, honestly, it's a game changer. Your whole mindset shifts. You're happier.
And your frequency too. Like, you tune into this different frequency and opportunities just seem to present themselves. And think about it. Like, we all know that person that just seems stressed out beyond belief all the time. You try having a conversation and you can't because their mind's going 100 miles an hour. People don't want to be around you when you're like that. And you consider the energy that you're emitting when you're that stressed, it can truly affect your business in a bad way. So take care of yourself. That's what Shauna and I are trying to, point we're trying to make. Take time. And I love how you said this, Shauna, even if it's only 15 minutes, allow yourself to take that 15 minutes guilt-free.
100%. Yeah. And it is not easy to do that. But if you schedule it, I mean, you're scheduling how many meetings a day, right? Schedule that 15 minutes, whether it's in the morning or the afternoon or the evening, whatever it is, schedule that and just have that be your 15 minutes.
It and will honor it.
The mindset.
Honor it.
Yes.
Because it's easy for us to be like, yeah, I set aside this 15 minutes for myself, but here's another call I can make during that time instead. Treat that appointment, put it in your calendar, treat it as though it's a potential client. Honor that time block. You need it.
Be your own worst enemy, or you can be your biggest fan. Like, it's your choice. That mindset is real. I really feel like when you're in that grind, it is hard to get out of it, but it is absolutely true that if you take a minute for yourself, 15 minutes, whatever it is, you will get out of that mindset and you will find a different way to do things. And it's creative. It's wonderful. It's fun. You should do that.
100%. Well said. Well, awesome. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, Shauna, I want to get a little bit more into this new venture that you've launched and really what you and your team have done to create the safety net for startups and going in a little bit more in depth into what you've created there. So we'll be back after a few short moments.
Hey guys, my name's Nate Hare. I'm the executive director at Directed IRA. Directed IRA is a company that exists to provide a solution for people that want to invest their retirement accounts, be it IRAs or old 401ks, into things like real estate or things outside of the stock market. If you want to invest your IRA or old 401k into investments like real estate, apartments, syndications, or the great investments that Rev Equity has to provide, make sure that you reach out to us. You can find our information on investwithrev.com or our website, www.directedira.com. Open a self-directed IRA and invest in alternatives today.
All right. Welcome back to the Millionaire Mind. So, Shauna, let's go a little bit deeper into your current business and what you're doing. And really, I want to get more into the vision of it first, because that's really how this all started. The vision and the need that you were able to solve with the solution that you brought to market.
Well, with Intention Labs, what we've done is we've created a digital agency that can be supportive of startups and small businesses. So across the board, we are supporting people by building websites, apps. We're walking through development with folks. It's end to end. But with the Impact Partners Network, which is the sister company, it is a B2B SaaS product that is meant to support startups and small businesses, not just in walking through funding and finding opportunities, but through connection. One of the biggest challenges that we have right now, I think, as a society, is that we're just not connecting on a human level in many ways, right? And especially with entrepreneurs, again, we go back to that. You're siloed. You may have 1 to 3 months of potential runway left. This is how it is for small business. There's really no safety net. It takes somewhere between 180 to 300 hours for a small business owner to write a single grant proposal, which is a huge challenge. And it's a huge opportunity for us.
I'm glad you brought up this thing about connection, human connection. What I would argue is real connection, because somebody could say we are connected and we are through digital media, through LinkedIn, through social media. But I've shared this multiple times with how connected we are. I feel like we've never been so disconnected as people. And it's because that in-person connection, that interaction, that has to happen. Like, it's part of who we are as human beings. You got to have that personal interaction. It's prevalent. It's not as common. I mean, we got kids that don't even know how to talk to people unless they're on their phone or messaging through Snapchat or text messages. And that is a serious concern. And especially now with all this AI and tech and stuff coming out, I firmly believe that businesses are going to start swinging back to handshakes, meeting in person, because you're going to get to a point where you're not going to know if you're talking to a real person online or not. Like, that's the direction we're going.
Quite a great concern with deep fake audio these days, right?
Yeah.
It's definitely a real concern. They say that, I think it's like 3 seconds worth of audio of your voice can be created into a deep fake. That's frightening.
It's crazy. I mean, yeah. And don't get me wrong, there's some funny clips out there that people have put together doing this. But when it comes to doing business, I think people are going to start doing business with people that they actually know and have met in person, because there's going to be a certain level of trust and respect there. And I think it says a lot about who you are. Like, if you're taking time out of your day to meet with someone rather than a quick 10 or 15 minute Zoom call, I think that says a lot. I think that says a lot about how you're prioritizing that relationship.
Absolutely. But unfortunately, not everybody can meet in person. Zoom calls are still going to be prevalent.
100%.
As a remote first company, we really rely on Zoom in a lot of ways. The clients that we have here in Seattle, I certainly do meet for coffee, but it's, you know, it's still a remote world. So Zoom is going to be that first line for us.
Yeah. And it is an incredible tool. And there's people have really been able to expand and grow their businesses because of it. So that's going to be the waters we're going to have to navigate as business owners, is how do we take this new tech and opportunities and blend it and maintain that personal connection? That's going to be the challenges that I think some business owners are going to have over the next few years for sure.
Well, and I think that many of the SaaS products that are already out there and many of the social platforms are already doing verification through persona, which is very helpful. So as a business owner, if you're verified on LinkedIn, that's pretty helpful for clients to see that. So that's, I would recommend doing that. I do think that, as you said, it's going to be very interesting in the next couple of years with AI coming out in so many different directions. And it's kind of the Wild West right now with technology.
It truly is. Well, Shauna, what's next for you and Intention Labs and Impact Partners? What are some of the goals that you have and things that you have in the works that you're hoping to accomplish over the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, with Intention Labs, we are hoping to launch the grant writing service line for everyone by the end of the year. That is absolutely what we're hoping to do with Intention Labs. With the Impact Partners Network, we are hoping to launch this year by November. So we're pretty excited about that. It is blockchain enabled and it is AI enabled, very limited on both of those. We're not mining, it is distributed ledger, but that's what we're hoping for. And then just making sure that we can continue social good and making a community impact in the next 24 months, making sure that we can support startups and small business owners and keep them educated about continuity planning and those unanticipated events like pandemics.
It's not if, it's when they happen.
That's right.
So, and I think having a community around you is critical to navigate those things when they come up.
It's funny, even today with the 8 tornadoes that touched down in the Midwest and the wildfires that are hitting Texas right now, being able to connect with other businesses and founders on that and being able to say, okay, this is what our community needs right now. That's huge. Being able to talk about climate change in a different way and look at business in a different way around these super neat unanticipated events.
Awesome. Well, Shauna, this has been absolutely great having you on, and thank you for sharing your experience and your journey. I mean, this started from a young age for you, and then it's all panning out probably better and differently than you had ever expected. But as we wrap up this show, there's 4 questions I like to ask every guest at the end of every show. And the first one being is, what is one absolute book recommendation for those looking to scale and further develop their millionaire mind?
Oh gosh, that's so hard. That is absolutely so hard. Let me come back to that one.
Excellent. Okay. So the next question is, what has been one of your favorite quotes that you've embodied and lived by?
So there are 2. The first one is, if you play by all the rules, you miss all the fun, Katharine Hepburn. And the second is, never, never, never quit, Winston Churchill.
What about those quotes? Out of all the quotes out there, why those 2?
Well, if you play by everybody else's rules, you're not really playing by your own, are you? You're not really being as genuine a person as you could be. It's about authenticity, I think, with the first one. And with the second, it's just literally having no quit. And I really feel like I am one of those people that just absolutely has no quit. During this journey, I did get a diagnosis of precancerous tumor in my thyroid. I did have surgery for that, and I have still continued on this journey. So it's been one of those no quit scenarios where it's just like, I want this, it's happening. And yeah, never quit.
Don't give up. Keep going. So Shauna, if there is one thing you could share with fellow business owners that are beginning or simply trying to get to that next level, what would it be?
Don't be afraid to ask for help. If you're in that moment where you have imposter syndrome or you're feeling like you should know these things, know that it's okay that you don't. Don't be afraid to fail, because failure is a learning process. It's an opportunity to gain knowledge, and it will lead you to your next adventure. So just don't be afraid of that. And seriously, connect with people, because it's a wonderful community. The business community is amazing, and there's always someone who is willing to help you.
Our egos and our pride gets in the way of asking for help, because we don't want to admit that we can't figure it out. So I share this all the time. I say, your ego is not your amigo. Don't be afraid to ask for help. There's somebody that has gone through what you're going through, or can make an introduction, or can provide some help, and they want to. They want to, because they've been through it. Somebody probably helped them get through it as well, because they asked for help. So I love that. Don't be afraid to ask for help. So can we circle back up to the book? Any thoughts that came in?
The only thing that keeps coming to mind is Sun Tzu's Art of War. When I was 12, my uncle had me read it. He owned a baseball stadium, not a big one. It was like a single A training stadium. And he was like, you have to read this, and you have to tell me what it's about. And that's the only thing that keeps coming to mind.
Awesome. There's a reason for it.
There's a reason for it.
Awesome. Well, Shauna, how can our listeners learn more about you and your business?
Connect with me on LinkedIn. I am pretty visible and available. Book time with me. You can certainly go to the Intention Labs website or the Impact Partners Network site and connect with us there. We're always available to support. So reach out.
Awesome. And we'll include those links in the show notes. So make sure you go down, click on her profile, click on the websites, and be sure to reach out to Shauna. So look, this has been an incredible conversation. And if this is your first time listening, I'm so glad that you tuned in. People have been asking me what my company does. So since I have you here listening to my show, I'll share that with you now. So my company partners with busy professionals just like Shauna that are looking to experience significant tax savings, have more to invest, and even reinvest their hard-earned capital. And we work with other successful business owners like you by offering them opportunities to invest alongside us in large apartment deals. If you've been frustrated with the stock market, want to grow capital in something you can actually touch and see and invest in one of the most recession-resilient asset classes, then you can find out how I can serve you by visiting investwithrev.com. It can be overwhelming vetting the right investment and the right operator, but at Rev, we make real estate investing easy. Shauna, again, thank you so much for coming on the show and just inviting us into your journey. It was an absolute blast and definitely a lot of good nuggets in there. So really appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Dallin.
And to our listener, remember, you can't have a $1 million dream with a minimum wage work ethic. So go out there and earn your win for today, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Hope you got value from this episode of The Millionaire Mind, a journey into the mindset of successful business owners. If you want to get results, you've got to take the right steps to get there. Dallin hosts a free weekly educational webinar focused on teaching you how to start investing in apartments so you too can experience the benefits of real estate ownership without doing any of the heavy lifting. There you can gain insights, connect with others like you, and ask Dallin all your burning questions about how you can start owning apartments today. Go to themillionairemind.us. That link is in the show notes.